课堂听 class.com。
Quiz 7. Questions 1 through 5. Listen to a discussion in a music history class. The class is studying improvisation.
Every jazz player knows what he or she means by improvisation. And all writers know what they mean by improvisation. The result, of course, is a lot of confusion and disagreement about what improvisation really is. We hear about the different types of improvisation. Free improvisation, and controlled improvisation, and collective improvisation. What does it all mean? Yes, Mary?
My dictionary says improvise means to compose or recite without preparation.
That's true, but it tells us only part of the story. As we know, musicians learn how to play their instruments before they can improvise, so they do have some preparation. Yes, Arthur?
Maybe a better definition is composing and performing at the same time.
That tells us another part of the story. Let's try to understand it more by looking at history. Improvisation is as old as music itself. In the beginning, music was largely improvisational, supplied on the spur of the moment by prehistoric people who made music for work, play, war, love, worship, and so on. Music was not separate from everyday life. Rather, music was a force that communicated the relationship of people to nature and people to each other. 2,000 years ago, the practice of improvisation was widespread among the ancient Greeks. The Greeks based their improvisations on what we might call stock melodies, a collection of tunes known by all musicians. In 16th century Italy, organists had contests for improvising. The ability to improvise in a fugal style, several melodies going at the same time, was a standard requirement for all appointments to organ positions. So these cutting contests were like job interviews.
Didn't some of the early jazz musicians have those kinds of contests too?
Actually, the early jazz musicians were very similar to the ancient Greeks in that they were making a music partly their own and partly derived from the stock melodies in their environment. In most cases, black musicians improvised on the European melodies they heard white bands playing.
Were they really just creating music without any preparation except hearing other musicians?
I'm glad you asked that, Mary. There were a number of musicians who'd played in army bands, and they had training of one kind or another. It was these trained military bandsmen who were responsible for the rise of jazz improvisation.
Number 1. Why is improvisation difficult to define? Number 2. How does the professor develop the topic of improvisation? Number 3. Who first improvised when playing music? Number 4. Based on the information in the discussion, indicate whether each phrase below describes prehistoric humans or jazz musicians. Number 5. What does the professor imply about early jazz improvisation? Questions 6 through 10. A professor of education is giving a lecture about child development. Listen to part of the lecture.
In some ways, mental development is related to social development in school-aged children. Between the ages of 6 and 12, children move from being able to think only on a concrete level, that is, about real objects they can touch, to being capable of abstract thought. In their social development, children gradually acquire interpersonal reasoning skills. They learn to understand the feelings of other people and also learn that a person's actions or words don't always reflect their inner feelings. When children first start school, at around 4 to 6 years old, they can focus on only one thought at a time. Socially, they can understand only their own perspective and don't yet understand that other people may see the same event differently from the way they see it. They don't reflect on the thoughts of others. What I mean is, children at this age are self-centered, and for this reason, it's known as the egocentric stage of social development. Children 6 to 10 years old solve problems by sort of generalizing from their own experiences. What I mean is, they can understand only what they've experienced for themselves. They can't think theoretically or abstractly. They have to handle real objects in order to solve problems. But socially, children are learning to distinguish between the way they understand social interactions and how other people interpret them. From 10 to 12 years old, children's mental processes are still sort of tied to direct experience. But on a social level, children can now understand actions as an outsider might see them. This permits children to understand the expectations people have of them in a variety of situations. Children can now manage various social roles. For example, son or daughter, older or younger brother or sister, fifth grader, classmate, friend, teammate, and so on. Because they can play multiple roles, this stage is known as the multiple role-taking stage. Beginning around age 12, children can start dealing with abstractions. What I mean is, they can form hypotheses, solve problems systematically, and not have to handle real objects. And the social perspective is also expanding, because in this stage, children can now take a more analytical view of their own behavior, as well as the behavior of other people. Sometime between 12 and 15 years old, a societal perspective begins to develop. I mean, the young teenager is now able to judge actions by how they might influence all individuals, not just the people who are immediately concerned.
Number 6. What is the main idea of the lecture? Number 7. At what age is a child least able to recognize the thoughts of other people? Number 8. Listen again to part of the lecture. Then answer the question.
Children 6 to 10 years old solve problems by sort of generalizing from their own experiences. What I mean is, they can understand only what they've experienced for themselves. They can't think theoretically or abstractly. They have to handle real objects in order to solve problems.
Why does the professor say this?
They have to handle real objects in order to solve problems.
Number 9. What can be inferred about children in the multiple role-taking stage? Number 10. The professor briefly explains the stages of social development in children. Indicate whether each sentence below is a stage in the process.